Hello and welcome to Radio Oldie, sponsored by Bailey Gifford Actual Investors. In a special sketch written for the Oldie, Maureen Lipman plays an aggrieved ex-wife asking her ex-husband Brian for help with her daughter Maisie, who's gone catastrophically off the rails. Here is Maureen Lipman in Driving Miss Maisie.
This one is Driving Miss Maisie. Hello, Brian. Good to see you. You've been away. You look tanned. No, I didn't mean to pry. Of course you're entitled. Look, really, Brian, I don't want to get off on the wrong foot. Thanks for coming. I know April's your busy time of year, so I'll crack on. How's work? No, of course. Of course, time is money. Always was. No, nothing. I was just saying. No, I am getting to the point. Look... Brian, I've never asked you to be a hands-on father, have I? Yes, of course, financially, you've been more than generous, and her skiing and orthodontics, and I'm really grateful for that, and how you kept it up through the Lloyds thing. You know, I mean, we both understood how tight things were for you, and I don't want to go back on the school thing, Brian, I really don't, because it just makes both of us see red, and I don't want to rake up the past, not today. You know, what's done is done, and in many ways the comprehensive has been very good for Maisie. Well, it's certainly made her more confident, and, well, she doesn't have any lack of assertiveness now, that's for sure. Au contraire, actually. Well, all that prep school prettiness has gone. And, of course, you know, she was miserable for the first term, and I really had to force her out some mornings, and there were lots of scenes. No, I'm really not complaining, I'm just saying. I spoke several times to the head about bullying, and she was right. You know, in the end, it did find its own equilibrium, and certainly they never bothered her again after the big showdown. And I do want to say thank you so much for paying for the jaw wiring, Brian. It would have been weeks on the NHS, and... Well, she does capoeira and kickboxing and weightlifting, and I don't suppose anybody would start with her now. And she's so tall and wiry, and then, of course, there's her language. She's not exactly expletive-deletive, is she? Oh, come on, Brian, you must have noticed at weekends. She doesn't do it at your place. Oh, well, that's interesting. No, that's good. No, that's very good. Clearly, she feels free to be absolutely herself with me, but holds back a bit with you and Mariella. That's good. Because it isn't her fault entirely. I mean, I don't blame her. It's peer group pressure. Her friends, just, they do it all the time. It's just another adjective. In fact, it's in place of adjectives, which is my problem with it. Effing suffices, effing good dinner, effing bad film, effing crap F last night. Oh, God, yes, that's the other thing, Brian. Maisie is sexually active now. I mean, actively active. In case you didn't know, we've been effed by Garth for a few weeks now, and then he just became an effing rams with banker. And then she and Will were doing quite a bit of outside effing, which was better for me, you know, noise-wise, but frightened the effing Wednesday gardener into a state of paralysis. Now, what else would you find relevant to what I'm about to say? Oh, yes, well, the E. No, Brian. I don't mean the amount of time she spends on the computer. The E tabs. Ecstasy. Tabs for going out clubbing on Thursdays and Saturdays. Apparently they all do it and it's perfectly harmless. And it's within her pocket money budget, just so long as she doesn't eat any lunch. And I know you're going to blame me, Brian, but I'm exhausted with being called a dickhead and worse, and hearing the door shudder on its hinges and the rap, or rather rape music, thud through the rafters and the phone start and the pacing and the snarling at top volume so I know just what sort of a four-letter word I am and well, somewhere... In that anguished and malevolent spitting adolescent is our beautiful, kind, loving, gentle daughter. And well, that's why I'm...
Brian, you have her. You have her. It's your turn.
You deal with claims of one kind or another, so I'm handing her over to you in the hope that you can reclaim her. So, here's her stuff. She can pick up what she wants later. School gets out at 4. Hide the car or she'll lose respect. Look, bye for now. Do tell Maisie I love her and I've changed the locks.
Thank you for listening to Maureen Lipman on Radio Aldi, sponsored by Baillie Gifford Actual Investors.